Good morning, 6:05 at News Radio 92.3. Right now, we've got partly cloudy skies, 67 in Pensacola. Starting out, let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Jake, what are you seeing this morning?
Everything's looking good so far this morning. I-10, I-110 checking in clear. Highway 98's looking good, but you know we're going to have that Tiger Point traffic there at Avalon, so get ready for that this morning. Everything else is really looking good, so if you have any traffic info to report, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Jake. Appreciate that update. 6:05 at News Radio. Yesterday, news broke that International Paper was cutting 100 jobs from its cantonment plant. A local economist, Dr. Rick Harper, talked with Channel 3. He says there could be a ripple effect.
It's a big loss when you lose that type of spending from 100 workers. That ripples through into spending at the grocery store, contributions into the offerings plate at the church. It trickles through to car dealers and other places.
And Harper tells Channel 3 that while the news was disappointing, it wasn't entirely surprising given the challenges that International Paper and the overall pulp market are facing. The good news, though, Harper says, Pensacola's economy is otherwise in great shape. There is a proposal for the upcoming Florida legislative session that could have a pretty big impact on car body and repair shops. Senate Bill 194 would require that accident reports be filed before repair shops can work on a vehicle. Bob Colasante owns Colasante's Classic Cars.
It is malarkey. That's what it is. It's a waste of taxpayers' money. It could delay the whole process for our customers.
And that bill written in response to a hit-and-run crash that killed a 13-year-old girl last year. Police found the suspect after he took the car to a repair shop. Somebody reported the damage before it was fixed. More Americans that were stuck in Israel are back home in Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis says another plane with more than 200 Americans landed in Florida yesterday. No details on the flight have been released. The governor does tweet another flight due later this morning. 6:07 at News Radio. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to have a beautiful day today. Partly cloudy skies, 10% chance of a stray shower, 84 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping into the 50s. For Saturday, beautiful conditions, plenty of sunshine, partly cloudy, high near 81. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 63. Mostly sunny skies for your Sunday as well, the high near 84 and a low near 61. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
67 in Pensacola, 69 in Gulf Breeze, and 61 in Milton. Our next news at 6:30. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend, while others ride with their growing family. But no matter how many passengers you may have, there's a Volkswagen that'll fit you from Piedmore Imports. The all-new 2024 Jetta Sport. A sleek, compact sedan now from $24,385. The 2023 Taos S, a sporty crossover with a new lower price of $25,199. The 23 Tiguan S has a third row and now from $29,146. And the family-sized SUV that seats seven for everyone's comfort, the 2024 Atlas SE. Now at Feedmore Imports from $39,421, plus the VW ID4 EV. The all-electric SUV with plenty of space and features is now from $35,332 at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road.
Sale prices for tag, tax, title, and dealer fees. Discount on the new ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. See dealer for details.
Local news with News Radio's news team.
I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3.
I'm News Director Joe Ford. Local news radio is so important because during major events or emergencies, you may not always be near a TV. Your phone and internet may go out, but radio is easily accessible and often the first source for information you need to know.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
undiluted evil in the world. But sadly, the Jewish people know perhaps better than anyone that there is no limit to the depravity of people when they want to inflict pain on others.
So he started well last night and also affirmed the duty of the president to be interested, most interested in not so much security in the region, though that matters, but the lives of the Americans that he's tasked to protect.
As I told the families of Americans being held captive by Hamas, we're pursuing every avenue to bring their loved ones home. As president, there is no higher priority for me than the safety of Americans held hostage.
That's right. But he pretty quickly got into territory that, though I think he's right, okay, it's, and I got to give the president credit for trying to do this. He was on a very interesting place yesterday in terms of where this speech was, because it was not quite the rah-rah pro-Israel message that he had been delivering previously.
I also spoke with President Abbas, the Palestinian Authority, and reiterated the United States remains committed to the Palestinian people's right to dignity and to self-determination. The actions of Hamas terrorists don't take that right away.
And that is true. The Hamas terrorist activities do not forfeit the right of the civilians to exist or the right of children to grow up to the degree that they can be protected from the threat that is in their midst that uses them as shields, right?
Like so many other, I'm heartbroken by the tragic loss of Palestinian life, including the explosion at the hospital in Gaza, which was not done by the Israelis. We mourn every innocent life lost. We can't ignore the humanity of innocent Palestinians who only want to live in peace and have an opportunity.
And again, true, but also good for him to mention that the hospital was not blown up by Israel. That's an important thing. I wish he would have dwelt on that just a little bit more, because that can skip by if people aren't paying attention.
You know, history has taught us that when terrorists don't pay a price for their terror, when dictators don't pay a price for their aggression, they cause more chaos and death and more destruction. They keep going, and the cost and the threats to America and the world keep rising.
And that's exactly right. There was a lot of tie-in between the Ukraine war against Putin and Russia and the war in Israel, and well, in Gaza by Israel against Hamas, and I suppose in Israel as well, and kind of connecting those two, because he was talking about the funding of both of them. But he also, again, this was the kind of the not odd part. I don't mind him saying it. It's important stuff for him to say. But the idea that he's also, I don't know how much he's really scolding Israel or reminding them of this, or if he's just trying to present to the world that the United States is not a biased partner in all of this, always going to take Israel's side no matter what they do, that there are limits and that we support them because they do right, not just because they're Israel. And kind of came through in a couple of the things that he said.
President Netanyahu and I discussed again yesterday the critical need for Israel to operate by the laws of war. That means protecting civilians in combat as best as they can.
Which, he doesn't need to remind Netanyahu of that. I mean, and I don't know if in their conversations really, hey, Benji, you got to make sure, you know, it's hard to imagine how that would really take place, because, of course, Netanyahu knows that very well. But I think this is more of a Biden saying what he needs to say sort of on the world stage. And he's not wrong. OK, he's not wrong. And of course, Israel will obey the rules of war, just like we obey the rules of war. Does that mean in every case? Of course not. Does that mean that we punish the people who break them? Yes, of course. Right. That's exactly it.
In recent years, too much hate has given too much oxygen, fueling racism, the rise of anti-Semitism, Islamic phobia, right here in America. It's also intensified in the wake of recent events that led to the horrific threats and attacks that both shock us and break our hearts.
And
we must, without equivocation, denounce anti-Semitism. We must also, without equivocation, denounce Islamophobia. And to all you hurting, those of you hurting, I want you to know I see you. You belong. And I want to say this to you. You're all America. You're all America.
I wasn't quite sure what all of that was about, but he's right. Okay, he's right that hatred of Jews and hatred of Muslims for the simple fact that they're Jews and Muslims must be rejected. This was the part that got sort of most of the headlines, though, is, again, back to Israel and their obligations to follow the rules of warfare.
When I was in Israel yesterday, I said that when America experienced the hell of 9/11, we felt enraged as well. While we sought and got justice, we made mistakes. So I cautioned the government of Israel not to be blinded by rage. And here in America, let us not forget who we are. We reject all forms, all forms of hate, whether against Muslims, Jews, or anyone. That's what great nations do. And we are a great nation.
I would have said one thing differently. It's okay to hate terrorists. It's okay to hate those who do evil. It's even okay to, I would say, be opposed to people who support various elements of Palestinian existence. It's okay to argue politically. But I would say it's even okay to have hate for the people who advocate terrorism, even though I want to protect them. That's kind of a weird line that I have. But yes, he's right. Letting your foreign policy or your, domestic policy when it comes to prosecuting war on territory, you kind of control. He's right. It can't be based only on, retaliation. It certainly can't be based on inappropriate hatred. But hating terrorists is fine. I mean, if you can't hate terrorists, who can you hate? So I would disagree with him about that there's never a place for hate. 6:16 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We've got the Transgressors Memorial Service coming up next, and a familiar voice doing traffic on the fives.
Hey, taking a look around. Good news is we're not showing any slowdowns or delays, but it does look like the lights are still flashing at Jackson and New Warrington this morning. So red has right away. Orange, of course, or yellow, rather. You get to go. What? Nothing. I'm just here. So just be better safe than sorry, certainly. Be careful. 437-1620 if you see an accident or a slowdown. You can text that in if you would. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. Your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary. And you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today
for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
The first remembrance this week is for Ben Shapiro and the Daily Wire for their ridiculous reactionary movie project Snow White and the Evil Queen. In case you're not aware, our esteemed Ministry of Cultural Reeducation and Truthiness, still doing business as the Walt Disney Corporation until the name change officially goes through, is producing a live-action modernized remake of that misguided masterpiece of marginalization, Snow White and the Seven We Can't Say the Last Part Out Louds. Simply titled Snow White, this lovely tribute to inclusion will feature seven magical creatures of varying size, skin tone, and gender identity, and star a decidedly unwhite Latinx actress named Rachel Zegler. Rachel herself has said the new movie will abandon some of the unenlightened features of the original story, eliminating Prince Stalker, replacing Snow's dreams of true love with visions of female empowerment and leadership, and hopefully adding much-needed commentary on body positivity and the dangers of the magic Insta-mirror on the wall, always answering the doom-scrolling queen's insecure cry for help of who is the fairest of them all. This was all wonderful, until the Sith Lord himself, Ben Shapiro, decided to oppose this delightful film by making one in protest that reverts to the regressive elements of the original. That's right, Shapiro's status quoist Snow White will star a deliberately white female conservative YouTuber, Brett Cooper. It's almost as if he believes that a brown-skinned woman doesn't have every right to play a character named Snow White. Haven't you read the demographics reports, Ben? Brown is the new white. We can only assume Shapiro will also continue oppressing the alternately heighted by casting them and paying them for their acting, perpetuating the speciesist lie that killing a girl is wrong but killing a deer is fine, and pushing the standard patriarchal heteronormativity of the frail female seeking life fulfillment in the arms of a cisgender hunter-gatherer who values her for her shapely figure, ruby red lips, and homemaking skills. Well, it shouldn't surprise anyone that a shill for the establishment would do something like this, but we believe audiences will take the rejuvenating kiss of hope and change Disney rather than biting at the poisonous apple of fear and same Shapiro. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, Victoria's Secret, which is reportedly abandoning its commitment to inclusivity and body positivity by reverting to its longtime focus on sex, sexiness, and sexicity, after they're losing 18% annual revenue over the three-year time it decided to rebrand with an emphasis on diversity and the mediocre looks of ordinary women. Apparently, despite doing all the right things, such as hiring the iconically unisexual lesbian soccer star Megan Rapinoe, and an actually transgender woman to be official spokesthems, and then getting rid of all the lust-inspiring supermodel angels and canceling the annual Christmas lingerie flesh parade, American men and women just weren't into all that homely progress and plump positivity. According to industry analysts, heterosexual women don't shop at Victoria's Secret because they want to be their true authentic selves, but because they want to feel special and pretty and desirable like they know those impossibly thin sex bots on the runway are. I know. Shocking, right? Somehow or other, it turns out that no one cares about Megan Rapinoe's critique that the formerly profitable Victoria's Secret was selling a really harmful patriarchal and sexist message that defined sex appeal for women based on that silly goal of giving women more sex appeal to men. It turns out that women just like to feel pretty and keep their menfolk interested. The gall. But I guess this is just another case of the people being too dense to appreciate what the experts tell them to like, such as Oscar-winning movies that lose money at the box office. And Victoria's Secret has decided they don't like the limp results they've been getting on their bottom lines, and they're going back to what got them where they are in the hopes of seeing their underwired profits really lift and separate. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, can we all just take a moment to bask in the warm glow that is CBS's Gayle King? This leader in media, this intellectual giant, this champion of all that needs to be righted in the world, recently uttered one of the most brilliant assessments we've ever had the pleasure to hear.
You know, it's so sad to me now that the word wokeism has now almost become weaponized. It's really missing the point about what's being taught here. You know, I don't look at it as wokeism so much as truthism.
Truthism. What a powerful reframe. And she's exactly right. Awareness of oppression, the ability to identify and call out microaggressions, recognition of patriarchal systems, the gift of seeing racism in everything. showing that words are the enemies and that words can be the saviors if only we have the courage to constantly change them. These are all such basic truth-finding and truth-telling skills, and of course, what Gayle King reminds us is that our religion is not anything special or inspired or divine. It's merely the basic obvious truths of social critiquery, which anyone can learn with just 9 short years of publicly subsidized graduate school enlightenment. We all know the basic subjects like intersectionality, queer theory, gender studies, critical race theory, and ninth wave feminism are only difficult to learn because we must first unlearn the lies our culture has been teaching us for so long. The deprogramming takes time, yoga, and lots of patchouli oil. But kudos to you, Gayle King, for making us feel seen and expressing what we are now parchment certified to say out loud. Our holy order is not devoted to wokeism. Nay, dear Otherin, we are practitioners of mere truthism. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
After the service today, the Friends of Hamas Organizing Committee is having a short strategy session over by the Western Hemp Field. If you plan on attending the demonstration tomorrow at City Hall, you'll want to get caught up on the latest strategies for hiding your identity on social media, telling a lie while crying at the same time, and how to dress like an anti-Semite and still get on the nightly news. Refreshments this week are provided by The Brinery, an ironically salt-free hipster bistro whose performance art pita chips are as tasteless as the cruelty-free whole wheat germ flour they're made from. Wash them down with a warm glass of sugar-free flax broth made with reclaimed water infused with dandelion stalks. It's sure to make every hole in your body pucker with anticipation.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otherin, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
626 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, what?
Okay, Gayle wouldn't wear patchouli, Oprah's, I've got so much. I'm so glad I came back today.
Tell them about Graphic on the 5.
Sure, there's nothing going on in traffic, I mean, but you can still text in to that cool part, 437-1620. And I'm loving the text that we're getting in so far. These are funny. As we take a look around, good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays. Looks like New Warrington and Jackson still showing that light flashing. So, of course, red. You have to come to a complete stop. You do have right away if you have the yellow flashing light, but better be safe, of course. So use caution there. And wherever you are, 437-1620, you can text in your traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, when I say BMW, Porsche, Mercedes, Genesis, Jaguar, Lexus, what do you think of? Good quality, a little bit more expensive cars that you pay a little extra to get more out of, right? You know, imports are that way. And you might think, well, if I'm going to get them serviced, I got to pay extra. I got to go to the dealership. And both know. You don't have to go to the dealership. You don't have to pay extra. You don't even have to leave town. You can do right here on Davis Highway at Bobby Likas Auto. They work on those cars all the time. They work on diesel engines. You know, that's something a little different. I mean, not that different, but a little different. Okay. And they work on those all the time. No problem. You might think that's a dealership. No, it's not necessarily. Gasoline engines, your domestic, daily runaround, whatever the thing is, you can take it to Bobby Likas. They work on all of those. And the idea is to prevent the big stuff by seeing you for the little stuff, maybe a little more frequently, but that's what preventative maintenance is all about. The philosophy embodied in their website, carclinicservice.com, is like a healthcare clinic for your car. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Oh, boy, that flax broth is not good.
No, it doesn't sit well with the pucker.
Not at all, not. Israel's defense ministry now telling residents in a town near the border with Lebanon to evacuate. The evacuation order approved by Israel's defense minister over fears the wars against Hamas could turn into a wider regional conflict. And since the start of that, shelling has intensified between Israel and Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. Forecasters say a nor'easter might hit New England over the weekend. The National Weather Service tracking a coastal low pressure system. They're expecting a bunch of rain. And then Gwen Stefani now has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. She was on hand yesterday to see it unveiled on Hollywood Boulevard. She thanked her fans and talked about her journey in the music business, from writing songs in a garage all the way to becoming a multi-platinum recording artist.
Why does she have a star on the Walk of Fame for Hollywood?
Anybody gets a
star.
Yeah,
she was on The Voice a few times.
Yeah, well, she sang some songs. Seasons. Whatever,
yeah,
something.
I know that, but that doesn't...
David,
that's the Music Hall of Fame.
Thanks so much for the update.
Oh. I guess it's not my show.
Yeah, and okay, there's no easy way to say this. Candy is leaving the show, And Jake is our new morning producer, and we love having Jake. He's awesome.
100%.
And we're so sad that you are having to go because we're going to miss you terribly. And you'll be back to fill in and things like
that.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Some of the sore throat list.
Just some home, you know, life stuff that you're going to be, you know, taking care
Absolutely,
of.
Absolutely, yeah. My Ready Run Crab Cake Cook-Off, my husband went in the hospital, mm-hmm. and he's been out for a while now. But, yeah, we're just focusing on his health and...
And we will record your laugh before we go so we can periodically play it like a hotkey for sure.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden, in an address to the nation, is asking Congress for more funding for Ukraine and Israel, linking Russian President Vladimir Putin's war in Ukraine to Hamas terrorists attacking Israel.
Hamas and Putin represent different threats, but they share this in common. They both want to completely annihilate a neighboring democracy, completely annihilated.
The president says American leadership is what holds the world together. Police in Maryland are investigating a judge's murder.
Someone shot and killed a circuit court judge at his home in Hagerstown, Maryland. Washington County deputies say they responded Thursday night and found 52-year-old Andrew Wilkinson in his driveway bleeding. They rushed him to the hospital where he died.
Fox's Carmen Roberts, police have not said anything about a possible motive or publicly identified a suspect. Judge Wilkinson was sworn in about 3 years ago. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne right now. Partly cloudy, 67 in Pensacola. A 68-year-old cantonment man has died after a motorcycle wreck on Highway 95A. That happened shortly before 7 p.m. last night. The Florida Highway Patrol says the rider ran off the road and crashed as he tried to get back onto it. The man died at the scene of that crash. Congressman Matt Gaetz making it no secret about where he stands over the plan to keep the interim Speaker of the House in place temporarily.
Twisting and torturing the Constitution to empower a temporary speaker is having a speaker light that is not constitutionally contemplated, is deeply infirm, and I will do everything possible to stop it.
While some in Congress have been calling for Patrick McHenry to remain as the interim speaker until January, Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan says he does plan to seek a third vote after failing to get enough Republican support on both Tuesday and Wednesday. A Pensacola man now in custody, charged with that deadly shooting at the Days Inn on Lavelle Way over the summer. 28-year-old Devin Smith was arrested yesterday. He now faces charges of first-degree premeditated murder for the death of Jabbar Franklin. Investigators say that Smith shot Franklin in the lobby of that hotel May 29th. Deputies say that Smith and Franklin had a beef stemming from a few years ago. He's now being held without bond at the Escambia County Jail. Well, more coming out this week about what may or may not be happening inside the walls at Warrington Preparatory Academy. Yesterday, Channel 3 spoke to two teachers who resigned in recent weeks. They allege it's not just students who are having issues there.
We have teachers, quote-unquote teachers, who don't even have high school diplomas that are substitutes. And I mean, how is that legal?
Another former teacher alleging that school staff were very much aware of eligibility issues that led to the cancellation of the girls' and boys' basketball seasons, and they say they just tried to change their own rules and got busted. More Americans that were stuck in Israel have made it back to America after a flight that landed in Florida yesterday. Governor Ron DeSantis says a plane that had more than 200 Americans on it landed in Florida yesterday morning. No details on that have been released. The governor tweets another flight is due today. A former elected official from Levy County now serving time in federal prison. The U.S. Justice Department announced yesterday that former Florida State Representative Joe Harding has been sentenced to 4 months in federal prison. The 36-year-old Williston resident was convicted of wire fraud, money laundering, and making false statements in connection with COVID relief fraud. They say he fraudulently obtained a $150,000 COVID-related loan from the Small Business Administration for a business that was actually dormant. Well, yesterday it was announced that International Paper is cutting about 100 jobs from its cantonment facility, and local economist Dr. Rick Harper says you can probably expect a ripple effect in the community.
It's a big loss when you lose that type of spending from 100 workers. That ripples through into spending at their grocery store, contributions into the offerings played at the church. It trickles through to car dealers and other places.
And Harper tells Channel 3 that the news is disappointing, but it wasn't entirely surprising. 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. And let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to have a beautiful day today. Partly cloudy skies, 10% chance of a stray shower, 84 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping into the 50s. For Saturday, beautiful conditions, plenty of sunshine, partly cloudy, high near 81. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 63. Mostly sunny skies for your Sunday as well, with a high near 84 and a low near 61. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And it is 67 in Pensacola, 69 in Gulf Breeze, 61 in Milton. 6:35, let's get a look at our traffic on the fives.
Sure, taking a look around. Good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays right now. It looks like New Warrington and Jackson still showing that light issue. So certainly use caution there. We also see something on 98 now. It's at Ryan Parker Boulevard and Navarre Parkway. It says the road is blocked. Use caution. Not showing that necessarily, but I am showing an accident and that it is slow in that area near the Hideaway Retreat in the Walmart Supercenter, Navarre. You see an accident or a slowdown, let us know. Text it in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you so much, sure, Candy. And your next news at 7, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. Maybe some hope for a resolution to the Detroit auto workers' strike. A much smaller strike at a Mercedes-Benz supplier's plant in Alabama has been resolved. 190 United Auto Workers members have ratified a new labor deal with the company. That's German firm ZF, which makes front axles used by Mercedes. Meanwhile, union president Sean Fain met with GM and Stellantis yesterday, as 34,000 UAW members remain on the picket line in Detroit. Sales of previously owned homes fell again last month. The National Association of Realtors says existing home sales in September dropped to an annual rate of less than $4 million. That marks the slowest sales pace in over a decade. The median selling price last month was nearly $400,000. On Wall Street, futures are lower as investors worry about the latest run-up in the bond market. Yesterday, the major averages each lost just shy of 1%. That's Your Money Now.
Happy 62nd birthday, Granddad.
Thanks, sweetheart.
I got you this.
A mug. What does it say? Beware. If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
I've been taking Nutrafol for about a year.
I've been taking Nutrafol just over 4.5 years.
My hair was thinning.
I just gave birth. I was under a lot of stress.
I like Nutrafol because it's drug-free and the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement.
My hair feels thicker.
Stronger.
The breakage is less.
Nutrafol has taken me back to the hair I was meant to have.
Join the 1 million people growing at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure. And the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey. So grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola. Online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
The Pensacola Interstate Fair is here. Lots of big and fast rides to thrill you with fun, food, games, and so much more. Free shows by Tracy Lawrence, Shane Proffitt, Alexandra Kay, Frank Foster, Below Alabama, Rocky and the Rollers, Whiteside Rock Ensemble, Performing Journey, and Mark Chestnut. Plus exhibits, the Livestock Auction, Kids Day, Military, First Responder and Teachers Days, Ladies Day, Seniors Day, $2 Ride Day, Last Blast Family Day, and Midnight Madness. It's the Pensacola Interstate Fair.
Shootings, beatings of those who attack. Indictments, incitement, fiction, or fact. Zelensky, Putin, Ukraine fighting back. The border, the migrants, the policies we lack. Keeping you connected to Northwest Florida and the world. When you need to know.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Again, I'm neutral on this. If the people out there want it, go get it. I mean, you can have Perdido Key Drive, you can have Bower Road, that makes my job easier. Are you guys gonna take the roads?
Again, that's not for me to decide, that would be.
But personally, I think it is. I mean,
you're running the whole deal.
You're asking them to set up something up, and we're gonna say, we're gonna set up this entity, but we're not gonna know what we do until we set it up. I believe it is your job to establish what you guys are gonna be doing and how you're gonna be doing it.
It's my job to do the research to help pull together the feasibility study.
Okay, well,
as the town.
Then we need to be talking with the person who is going to be setting it up.
And then,
Steve, can I ask you a very, very basic question? You feel like you've got a large number of people that they want to pay more tax for more service.
So to say there's no new taxes, I think one of the first things...
I never said no new taxes. But
so it was a conversation yesterday about the move to incorporate Perdido, what people are calling Perdido City. Steve Brentro was the voice there that you don't maybe recognize as easily as the county commissioners, Jeff Bergas, Stephen Berry, and Robert Bender. Fairly critical of the move, a lot of questions that maybe have gone unanswered. Joining us now, we have State Representative Alex Andrade. He is the state representative for basically the southern half of Scambia and Santa Rosa County. That's not quite right, but, you know, something along that line. And it would be his district, so it would be him up to him to file the bill that would make this vote be possible. Alex, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, guys. Let me just say, Candy, no!
I'll miss you, Alex, most of all.
Everybody loves Candy, is sad about this. We also love Jake. I know. It just is sometimes, you know? But we are glad we had her for the time we did.
Oh, same.
Yeah.
Alex, you can come over whenever.
So Alex, you have some concerns about this move, and obviously it'll be up to you to file the bill in the House anyway. So tell me what you're thinking about this thing.
Well, yeah, so a legislator's role in the question of incorporation really is a limited one. It's just a matter of, working a local bill, a special act through the legislative process to allow it to be on the ballot for the people in that area to vote on. I'm not making the decision about whether or not an area would become incorporated. The concerns I have with this one specifically is it's been sold since the beginning as this, they've been calling it government light, where it's, you know, we're not going to create this whole new level of government. We're going to contract it out. And when they, you know, approached me last year and told me they were going to pursue this, I just said, okay, like, I'll remain ambivalent. You know, I don't think it's my place to, you know, decide that voters, you know, that I know better than the voters in that area. But I said, you got to be transparent and open about the possibility of raising taxes. And, you know, you got to, if you're not going to be the one providing the services, you got to make sure there's some indication at least that the people that you expect to be providing those services are willing to do so. Because once you incorporate, there's nothing requiring the county to provide the same services the county's providing right now to that area.
And have they, to your mind, fulfilled those obligations or check marks or responsibilities?
And that's where the issue comes in is frankly, no. I mean, I like Steve Brentro. I think he's honest and sincere. But the fact that, you know, this move would come with an increase in taxes for the people in that area, it really hasn't been sold, and it's not been clearly explained. And also, there's been no work yet on actually talking with the county, the one that will provide most of the services. I believe that the folks, you know, advocating for this got an indication from Sheriff Simmons that he'd continue to provide it, but that doesn't mean that Sheriff Simmons will have the money for it. So who will be contracting with Sheriff Simmons to provide those services? There's nothing requiring the county to continue providing the same funds to the Sheriff's Department to provide services for that area even. So there's a lot of things that have yet to be hashed out. And so, you know, I'm in a position now where, you know, philosophically, I don't believe it's my place to say I know better than the voters in that community. But I'm also concerned about how this is being sold and how it's going to be sold, you know, if it goes on the ballot for next November.
Yeah, I feel the tension, you know, in you, because you want to let people decide for themselves. But if you don't feel like the deal being made available is, you know, a legitimate one, so to speak, or is, you know, a clear one, it's sort of like we have rules for who can, you know, contractor competency for who can build houses, because, you know, just because you want to buy a house from a dude doesn't mean that dude knows how to build a house. And, you know, there's all kinds of cases like that. Just because you want to buy doctor services from somebody doesn't mean that that person knows how to provide them. And, you know, so there are times when the government says, you know, I'm not going to give you the choice to do this thing, even though normally I would want to, because the thing is not well formed enough. And I know you're kind of torn between those two parts. Just to be clear, the county would still get all of its money, all of its six mills. They would just no longer be obligated to provide services for free that they had been or they are currently obligated to provide. Right. That's one of the real holdups here.
Yeah. And I believe it's an MSPU for the Sheriff's Department for law enforcement that gets levied on these folks.
But that doesn't cover the cost of the Sheriff's Department entirely, not even close, right? Right.
No. I mean, I think my rough estimate, and it could be way off, but my rough estimate is that only covers about 10% of the Sheriff's Department budget. So, you know, from my perspective, yeah, why wouldn't the county just take the 90% and say, you know, good luck, keep
right.
the MSTU money.
Right.
You know, so there are a lot of questions to be hashed out, and I don't think the county's obligated to provide a discount to the city to provide the same services. So I think at this point it's a non-starter that this whole proposal can go forward without raising taxes. Like, this whole proposal will have to raise taxes if it passes.
And they may not be millage taxes, but they're going to be fees or taxes from somewhere is the point. And that's the part that maybe hasn't been. I'm with you. I like Steve. I think he's a very honest, decent, intelligent person. But I'm also concerned that the message about that hasn't been as clear. And the message about what exactly they're going to do in exchange for the increase in taxes, that's also not been as clear to me. We're talking to Alex Andrade. Hang on for just a second. Alex Candy's got traffic on the fives.
We got a report that Florida Highway Patrol heading south on 87 with lights and sirens just past Hickory Hammock Road, so they may be responding to an accident there. And then the traffic light at New Warrington and Jackson still flashing red and yellow. Certainly, if you know different or you have traffic to report, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Alex Andrade, our state representative for District 2. We'll look forward to the legislative delegation meeting next Thursday to talk about this stuff in Escambia County. Santa Rosa's on Tuesday. Of course, you're involved in both. You've filed the Ticketmaster bill. We're working still on the panhandling bill. Is that about right where we stand?
Yeah. The panhandling bill, I'm working with several different stakeholders now, and I think, you know, it's going to have some very strong support, so I'm excited to get that one filed when it comes back from bill drafting. And, you know, yeah, I have the Ticketmaster bill filed, and then I have the charter school bill filed.
Oh, that's right,
and
the charter school, too. Mm-hmm.
I anticipate the panhandling one coming pretty soon, and then a few others.
Outstanding. One thing that doesn't have anything to do with your role as a state representative, you are also city attorney for Milton, unrelated, and a private practice attorney as well. And you were the attorney of record for Commissioner Kerry Smith in Santa Rosa County in his defamation lawsuit based on this mailer that went out in the election year. tying him to charges related to violence and other matters. And on the front of the mailer had references to like Cassie Carley and some things like this. This has just recently been settled. At least phase one has been settled. Tell folks what happened here.
So before the election in August last year, some mailers came out claiming that Kerry Smith had been found guilty multiple times of domestic violence and found guilty of violating probation violating an injunction or something. It's very easily fact-checked that those claims are false. It's also really egregious that, you know, these mailers did have on one side headlines referencing Cassie Carley, and Cassie's father received one of these mailers in his mailbox. I mean, it was such an egregious and abusive, attack on, you know, someone running for office, that, you know, it was definitely a meritorious, you know, defamation suit to be brought. And as part of the settlement against the guy, Mark Zubeli, that, you know, designed and worked on getting the mailers, you know, sent out to Santa Rosa residents, Mr. Zubeli had to disclose who was behind the mailer, who funded the mailer, and also pay a settlement amount of $50,000. So now we know that there was a developer, Mr. Edwin Henry, who was the one that paid for these mailers, and a gentleman named Chip Case that helped kind of broker the deal and supervise, you know, all the activity going towards mailing it out. So, working with Commissioner Smith isn't over, obviously, but this first phase that, you know, obviously yielded that information and also yielded a settlement for Mr. Smith to start trying to make that right. I mean, there's a reason good people don't run for office, and it's because of, you know, Bush League amateur stuff like this.
And one of the things, just to make clear, people who maybe haven't followed all the backstory here, but, Ed Henry has been one of these people who has been very adamantly against impact fees in Santa Rosa County, and Kerry Smith campaigned on impact fees. And so, you know, it seems likely to imagine that that was one of the primary motivations for going after him in this way. And then, you know, as you say, you've settled the first phase of the lawsuit, and I'm assuming that we're in the consideration phase for whether to continue to press charges against the original instigators of the mailer. Is that right? Or press a case against?
I just got to discuss a few things with Commissioner Smith, and then we'll take up that question pretty soon.
Very good. Well, I certainly, the part of this I particularly appreciate is the protecting of people from highly inappropriate political, defamations, which does, in fact, keep good people from running for office. So I appreciate that work. Last thing, you and I are going to kick balls tomorrow.
Well, you might be kicking balls, but I'm going to be kicking a lot of grass tomorrow, Andy.
All right.
So I'm excited. Team B, I wouldn't say I'm athletic at the moment. You know, it's not a dad bod. It's a father figure that I'm rocking right now. But
nice. Freshly minted.
I am very competitive when it comes to my frivolous sports. So I'm excited for tomorrow, and hopefully I can win 2 years in a row.
You had to. Okay, fair enough. All right, fair enough. So he's on B team with Jared and half the county commission. I'm on the A team with the other half of the county commission. There's a lot of people on both sides. It's going to be at Wahoo Stadium. We start kicking at 9. There's kind of warm-ups and stuff before that around 8. But it's going to be a really good time for the Sheriff's Foundation tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it. And looking forward to playing against one of my good friends, Alex Andrade, our state representative for District 2. Alex, as always, thank you for the time. We'll see you tomorrow, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, guys.
6:53 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
This is the peak of hurricane season, and as we've seen recently, the tropics are active.
Is your home protected? Your doors and windows?
Cat 5 Hurricane Fabric protects your home and family in the event of a storm, and is one of the least expensive hurricane protection systems available. And you'll save on your homeowner's insurance. It's strong, safe, and defends against wind, water, and flying debris. Start protecting your home and family with Cat 5 Hurricane Fabric.
850-428-4358.
Or at cat5hurricanefabric.com.
Beach-a-ween is back today from 4 to 8. Bring the family out to the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk to enjoy a free night of fun. Bounce houses, games, face painting, food, and
a Cat Country Kids costume contest.
This freaky fun event is brought to you by Visit Pensacola, the Santa Rosa Island Authority, and the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. Celebrate Beach-a-ween on the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk from 4 to 8 today. It's Beach-a-ween.
Trick-or-treat! Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, enjoy another evening downtown with friends and neighbors for another Gallery Night Pensacola Trick-or-Treat Edition. Check out the newest edition, Gallery Night's Market Zone, at Government, across from Plaza Ferdinand. The Pensacola Lionfish Festival is Saturday and Sunday on Pensacola Beach Boardwalk. Enjoy the games, educational booths, art, filet demos, and eat some lionfish. See PensacolaLionfishShootout.com. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
Guy Benson talks to the big newsmakers every day from 2 to 4 before Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
National average for gallon of gas, 355. 355, which he can't drive. Florida, 325. If Mississippi is 304 and California is 548. In Navarre, 298 east and west of the Walmart. In Tiger Point, midway, 298 at the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge. 319 in Gulf Breeze proper. Why would you? 304 at the Raceway in Milton. Same price at the P Ridge Murphy, 305 going through Pace. On to 9 Mile in Pensacola. The Walmart has 294 and 295 at the it's a Tom Thumb, I think, at the Davis Highway turnoff. 299 at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29. And coming in from the southwest side, 302 at the Navy Murphy Station. These gas prices are brought to you by Pete Moore Volkswagen with the lowest out-the-door price on your next new Volkswagen at PeteMooreImports.com. Candy, that's traffic on the fives.
Do. As we take a look around, good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays right now. We are watching, looks like Jackson and New Warrington showing a light. It's flashing red and yellow. If you see an accident or a slowdown, certainly let us know. You can text it in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you've got any kind of a plumbing issue, a leak, a drip, a weird sound in the wall, I don't know, the pressure, the temperature, any of these things are problems for you, Barberry Plumbing, they will take care of you, 477-8782. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The U.S. soldier that crossed into North Korea is now being charged with desertion and other crimes. Travis King was kicked out of North Korea back in September, 2 months after he ran across the border with South Korea, where he'd previously been stationed. He's now in custody in Fort Bliss. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan holding a press conference in the next hour, I believe, about his attempts to become the House Speaker. Republicans have been trying to find a path forward to elect a new leader. They've so far come up short.
Third time's a charm.
Yeah, Jordan's vowed he's going to stay in the race. So maybe this will be the magic number.
Well, maybe he's just living Kevin McCarthy's mantra.
Well, that could be.
If at 14th you don't succeed, try again.
And, yeah, maybe. Former radio host and known conspiracy theorist Alex Jones has now been ordered to pay the damages he owes about lying about the Sandy Hook massacre. A bankruptcy judge in Houston ruled yesterday Jones cannot use his personal bankruptcy as an excuse to avoid paying over $1 billion in defamation damages.
Well, it couldn't happen to a worse guy. 6:58 on News Radio 92.3. David, thanks so much. And a sad note, if you're just tuning in this morning, Candy has been out this week because we've been training Jake to take over when Candy leaves. This is her last official day with us, but she'll be back.
I'll be back.
Filling in and just family stuff.
Yeah. My husband had some health issues, and so we're just concentrating on how healthy he has to be and how he has to make me. Look at this stupid Fitbit.
Oh, you got the Fitbit on?
Yeah, it yells at you if you don't walk. Like, hey, you're inactive. Well, duh. Anyway, whatever.
That's my whole life.
Yeah, so there's
Candy,
that.
I love you so much.
I love everybody.
And,
thank you so much for having me.
We'd be glad to have you
me.
Back whenever we can.
Love you so much, everybody.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3.